All right, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 4th, 2007. I hope that your holiday shopping is going somewhere. Mine isn't going a lot of anywhere. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com and by JustGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Visit them on the web at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Aloha and welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, your host, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can reach our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Since we're trying this new weekly format, we don't have any news or listener comments or email or voicemail or anything like that to share this week. We're going to save that up for one episode a month. And instead, we're going to delve right into our topic at hand. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at a book on teaching AppleSoft programmers assembly language. And this week, we are going to look at the classic assembly language learning book called Assembly Lines by Roger Wagner. The topic for our review tonight is Assembly Lines, the book, written by Apple II legend Roger Wagner and published by Roger Wagner Publishing. This book went for $19.95. At least the edition I have went for $19.95. It's a comb-bound 273-page tome. So, like the book I reviewed earlier, Assembly Language for the AppleSoft Programmer, it's a pretty substantial piece of work. This book has smaller pages, however, than Assembly Language for the AppleSoft Programmer. The edition of Assembly Lines, the book I have, is copyright 1984. And apparently it's called Assembly Lines the Book because at that time there was also Assembly Lines the Disc. Assembly Lines the Book came out right around the time of the Apple IIc and covers 6502 instructions, but not the newer 6502 instructions. And given the date of publication, that does not surprise me at all. The 6502's debut in and Apple II was with the Apple IIc, and that was right around 1984. This book also uses DOS 3.3 commands rather than the later ProDOS, which was known even later as ProDOS 8, which is, again, also not surprising given the date that the book was printed. Now, Assembly Lines the Book starts off very interestingly in its introduction by recommending four other books on 6502 programming, at least one of which is specifically Apple II related. It also discusses the need for an assembler and discusses several of them, although the one it recommends is, of course, Merlin. And the reason I say, of course, Merlin is because Merlin was also published by Roger Wagner Publishing. I believe that this book actually predated Orca-M, which is the Byteworks assembler, which is still available today and is the one I use when I am at this level of programming. Now, this book does not take the approach that Assembly Language for the AppleSoft Programmer did, in that it does not assume you know how to program in AppleSoft. Instead, it starts with some very basic to assembly programming and very vital to assembly programming topics like memory locations and hexadecimal notation. And of course, the monitor, one of the key characteristics of the Apple II. It then moves into assemblers, starting with the classic Integer Basic Mini Assembler. I know that many of you, like me, cut their teeth on this great piece of work, and a lot of us have also used the mini assembler available in the Apple IIgs. One of the things that I really like about this book is that it reminds me of the early to mid 1980s Apple IIc. There are illustrations at the beginning of each chapter of this book, which are reminiscent of the old Beagle Bros or Open Apple / A2 Central printed materials, meaning that they were nostalgic looking even for that era. This book also has a lot of technically related illustrations, including an actual picture of an Apple II with some arrows pointing out the location of the 6502. Again, not 6502, not 6586, but 6502 processor and the RAM chips in its motherboard, as well as a lot of stack diagrams. And of course, tons of code listings to help the Apple II programmer out. This book is not quite as ambitious as some other books. It does not, for instance, have a chapter on video game design, although it does cover the basics of Apple II assembly programming, like input and output and song. What I really love are the appendices in this book. Appendix B in particular. Appendix B goes through each 6502 opcode and thoroughly describes it, giving diagrams for the flags and registers affected by the command and what addressing modes are available for each opcode. This portion of the book can easily become indispensable if you're spending a lot of time writing assembly code. The main downside for this book is the lack of more current information. And, you know, it really is hard to say current when we're talking Apple II technology. But by talking about more current technology, I'm saying things like 6502 opcodes, ProDOS or ProDOS 8 operating systems. Those things are not covered by this book, although many folks who would be programming today are going to really want those things. On the other hand, it does teach what it does very well, and that is the basics of Apple II assembly language. It goes through this in a very friendly fashion. The appendix alone is incredibly valuable. The other downside to this book is its scarcity. Assembly Lines, the book, can be had on Amazon.com through some used and new type resellers, which are not Amazon themselves, but usually citizens just like me and you. But it's always going for, in my experience, a lot more than the $19.99 cover price that it originally sold for. Right now, the cheapest copy available is $32. And please don't ask me, because my copy isn't going anywhere but back into my library. So, this book has historical value and practical value. It has historical value in that from its very onset, it was heralded as one of the best ways, if not the best way, to learn assembly language, by such people as Tom Weisar, who was the editor and publisher of A2 Central / Open Apple. It was written by an Apple II legend in Roger Wagner. It has classic Apple II information. So it's like a historical piece, but at the same time, it has great practical value. The information that is in it is still applicable today if someone wants to learn how to program an Apple II. Its comb-bound binding allows somebody to lay it flat, and those of you who have done a lot of coding know what I mean when I say that that is very, very useful. And the appendix is just full of valuable reference information. So I would recommend this book highly if you can get it. And if you already have it, I would say don't sell it. You can always refer back to it. And that's our show for this week. Now, we're going to see how well these weekly shows go for a while. I'm not quite sure how long I can maintain this pace, but I will do what I can. So, I would like to thank everybody for listening. I'm hoping to get some great listener comments and emails from you, as well as some voicemails. I'd like to thank our sponsors, theon2a2central.com and JuiceGS, for their support. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. We'll see you again. Maybe we'll even be on time this time. Our website address is www.a2unplug.com. Our email address is a2unplug@gmail.com. And our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Take care, everyone. And we will try to see you again in about another week. Take care.